It is 4:11, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, what are you learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today, there are a lot of Trekkies that are probably celebrating.
Oh, really? This
because is today is Star Trek Day.
Oh, how did you? Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's Star Trek Day because this is the day that the original Star Trek series debuted on NBC in 1966.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. So Star Trek was created by Gene Roddenberry. It began with the eponymous 1960s television series and became a worldwide pop culture phenomenon. The franchise has expanded into various films, TV series, video games, novels, and comic books, becoming one of the most recognizable and highest grossing media franchises of all time.
I believe that. Yeah. I mean, the fans are rabid, Sarah.
Yes.
Rabid fans.
Yes, they are. As early as 1964, Gene Roddenberry drafted a proposal for the science fiction series that would become Star Trek, although he publicly marketed it as a Western in outer space, so-called wagon train to the stars. He privately told friends that he was modeling it on Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels, intending each episode to act on two levels, as a suspenseful adventure story and as a morality tale.
Oh, okay.
The opening line, "To boldly go where no man has gone before," was taken almost verbatim from a U.S. White House booklet on space produced after the Sputnik flight in 1957.
Really? A booklet?
Yeah, from the White House.
Wow.
Yeah.
About that.
In early 1964, Roddenberry presented a brief treatment for a TV series to Desilu Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the studio head was Lucille Ball.
Oh, yeah.
And Lucille Ball was instrumental in approving production of the series.
You're kidding me.
Who knew Lucille Ball had a Star Trek connection?
I would not have put those two together at all.
I know. So the studio worked with Roddenberry to develop the treatment into a script, which was then pitched to NBC.
All right.
While the show initially enjoyed high ratings, the average rating of the show at the end of its first season dropped to 52nd out of 94 programs. So not great.
Not great.
Unhappy with the show's ratings, NBC threatened to cancel the show during its second season. Oh. But the show's fan base, even then, were rabid.
Yeah.
They conducted an unprecedented letter writing campaign.
That's what you did back then.
Petitioning the network to keep the show on the air. Mm. NBC did renew the show, but moved it from primetime to the Friday night death slot and substantially reduced its budget. But it stayed on the air for another season.
That's what the people wanted.
Despite another letter writing campaign, NBC canceled the series after 3 seasons and 79 episodes.
Okay.
After the original series was canceled, Desilu, which was then had been renamed Paramount Television, licensed the broadcast syndication rights to help recoup the production losses. Mm. Reruns began in late 1969, and by the late 70s, the show aired in over 150 domestic and 60 international markets. This helped Star Trek develop a cult following greater than its popularity during its original run.
Okay.
So the reruns made it more popular than it had been.
There's a few shows like that. In the initial run, they were and then the reruns were really made him king.
Yeah. Now, one sign of the series' growing popularity was the first Star Trek convention, which occurred in January of 1972 in New York City.
Wow.
Although the original expectation was that only a few hundred fans would attend, several thousand turned up, and Star Trek fans continued to attend similar conventions worldwide.
That's how they knew it was magical.
That's it.
Yeah.
So many of the conflicts and political dimensions of Star Trek are allegories of contemporary cultural realities.
Yes. Are they now?
The original series addressed issues of the 1960s, just as later spinoffs have tackled issues of their respective decades. The franchise is notable for its progressive civil rights stances. The original series included one of the first multiracial casts on U.S. television, while more common, obviously, nowadays.
Yeah.
In the 1960s, it was pretty controversial to feature an Enterprise crew that included a Japanese helmsman, a Russian navigator, and a black female communications officer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty groundbreaking.
Pioneers. Groundbreaking.
So the show holds a number of Guinness records.
Really?
They do.
Okay, let's
have them. So it holds the record for the most successful science fiction brand originating on TV, worth in excess of $6 billion.
Jeez.
Klingon holds the record for the most widely spoken fictional language in the world.
And I believe that.
The largest gathering of people dressed as Star Trek characters is 1,063, a record which was set at a Star Trek convention,
of course,
in London in 2012.
2012, all right, wow.
Yeah.
The international success of Star Trek.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Star Trek, did you?
So we're going to play, the theme song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll do just that. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Star Trek theme. Sarah Dearman, why did we just play that?
Well, because today's Star Trek Day.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you didn't know? Well, you're a big Trekkie? No?
No. It's one of those shows that I've never really watched,
yeah,
but
me
I
neither.
Think that if I did watch it,
you'd enjoy
I think I could get into it. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay. Lucille Ball was instrumental in improving production of Star Trek.
A letter-writing campaign by fans kept the show from cancellation.
And Klingon is the most widely spoken fictional language in the world.
And you speak you speak a little Klingon, I understand.
I don't. That,
no,
I do
okay,
not.
Sorry.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, people take that very, very seriously.
Yes.
Very seriously. All right. So yesterday on the Wiki Corner, let's wrap this. So folks want to learn more about Star Trek, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
Right.
Of course, if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. You're right. Now, yesterday on the program, we talked about, before we got started with the Wiki Corner, we talked about a TikTok.
A TikTok trend.
Yeah. That was steeping tea bags in Sprite.
Right.
Putting them in the fridge and then drinking them.
Right.
And we said we were going to do that. And we did.
Did it.
We were true to our words. And we followed it almost step by step. We left it in the fridge a little bit longer than the 20 minutes they said. And we didn't have lemon to squeeze into our Sprite.
I don't know if the lemon would have added anything, to be honest.
Probably just lemon, really. But we tried it, and if you're interested, if you're curious to see what happened, how we did it. It's a 3-minute video on the whole step-by-step process. You can check it out. It's on our Facebook page, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Facebook.com/legends1027.
Yeah.
It's Friday afternoon. It's approaching 5 o'clock. You're at work, but you're not really working. So check it out. Facebook.com/legends1027. All right. Have a good weekend? You going to have a good weekend?
I'm planning on it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Are you?
Yeah. I hope so. Always hope for the best. We'll see how it shakes out. Back on Monday at 4:10 fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Super. Looking forward to it. We'll do Queen. We'll do the forecast. We've got traffic. A whole lot to get to. Plus your weekend kickoff on Legends 1027.